Praise the Lord. If you have your Bible tonight, turn to Isaiah chapter 35. Amen. Isaiah chapter number 35. The Bible says, "The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as a rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice, even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, and the excellence of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellence of our God. Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you." Amen. How many times has God done that for you? Your preacher, I can't get saved but one time. Yeah, but there's been a lot of times He's come by, praise God, just when you need Him. When you thought you was going down under for that last time, praise God, there was a mighty hand of God, amen, reached down. You didn't do that by yourself. God Almighty reached down to where you was, and He pulled you up, and He brought you out. Praise His holy name. Amen. He said, "Then the eyes," verse 5, "of the blind shall be open, and ears of deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. The parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. And the habitation of dragons, where each lay shall be grass with reeds and rushes. And a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those the wayfaring men, those fools shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up therein or thereon. It shall be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away." Amen. I won't preach tonight for just a little while, Brother Kevin. If the Lord will be our help on this thought, help is on the way. Help is on the way. As we look at this and we see this, and we know the book of Isaiah, and he's writing here in chapter 35, and he's talking about the regathering of the nation of Israel. He's talking about now what Isaiah is showing here is the Armageddon is going to take place, bad things going to happen, and then God Almighty is going to come upon His people, and He's going to deliver them again. Amen. Ain't you glad you serve a God that's a delivering God that can deliver again? Amen. He not only can deliver again, but He can deliver again and again and again. Praise God. I'm glad He can, because sometimes I put myself in predicaments. Hello? Sometimes we put ourselves in predicaments, and the only person that can get us out of it is God. Amen. He comes to where we're at, and He delivers us out of our predicament. But Isaiah here tells us in the Word of God the same thing that the psalmist tells, that there's peace and help in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's peace and help from God. He said the wilderness and the solitary places, he said, the waste, howling wilderness, as Moses would call them. He said they're there, but said God's going to change all that. Amen. You know what God does? He brings us out of the wilderness. He brings us out of that waste, barren wilderness. He puts us in a place of sanctuary, a place of blessing, a place of blossoming before the Lord. Amen. It's a place of abundance. Amen. Of the grace of God. That's what I'm looking for. Amen. Praise God. I'm not looking I told somebody the other day this, talking about, I said, I'm not looking for the undertaker. I'm looking for an upward taker. I'm looking for Him to take me to a place of abundance. Amen. Hey, where's that at? That's where God is. Amen. Listen, I don't know about you. I want to be where God is. Oh, God, my Heavenly Father owns it all. The closer I get to Him, the closer I get to what He's got. Amen. You say, well, what do you got? What's He got you want? Praise God. I just want Him. Amen. I just want the presence of God real in my heart, real in my life, because it makes all the difference. It gives me that peace. It gives me that certainty, praise God, down in my soul. We see things happening in the world. We see People that are afraid and fearful all over the place. People are wondering what's going to happen. And I told you a while back, and we mentioned, you know, when FDR come into presence at his inauguration, 1933, when he was given that address, and he says this, and he said, first of all, he said, let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Nameless, unreasoning, unjustified terror, which paralyzes needed efforts to convert retreat into advance. Amen? That's what he said. And he said, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself, because you know why? Because we have a holy and a righteous God who's promised he'd love us and love on us. He'd watch over and keep us, and he'd deliver us, praise God, over on the other shore, and he'd deliver us safe unto himself when the day comes. Glory, hallelujah. Somebody jump up and shout, say, praise God, I'm a going home. Amen, praise the Lord. I'm not going to tarry here on forever, but praise God, one day in a little while, I'm going to lose gravitation, and I'm going to go be with my Lord, because he's went to prepare me a place, and I'm going to that place one day in a little while. Amen. I got to thinking about this week. I got to thinking about the little nation of Israel. Of course, they had an old wicked king by the name of Ahab. You know how sorry Noah County was. Hey man, ungodly is the devil. My God, God's prophets tried to talk to him and tell him what was going on. And then you had some good ones like old Jehoshaphat was trying to do right in the eyes of the Lord. But it was always something there to kind of hinder him. I won't say that same thing's a hindrance today. And it's the devil and this flesh we live in. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God that's able to overcome the flesh and the devil. Amen. He's able. But we see that if you look over in 2 Chronicles, chapter number 20. Amen. Now I got about three messages to preach tonight. I'm going to condense them into one. So you just hang on and we'll take a ride. Amen. So we see Ahab, he calls up Jehoshaphat. They come together in a union and they say, you know, the Assyrians, we got to have some help. And so they decide to come together and form an army. The southern kingdom and the northern kingdom come together to make a condensed army against the Assyrians. Amen. And they have all these, and Jehoshaphat had enough God upon him. He said, well, let's inquire of God. And all these prophets of Baal come out and they start prophesying. Oh, yeah, go up. Said, everything's going to be good. God's going to give it to you. You're going to win. It's going to be a great defeat. And Jehoshaphat, that man of God, he said, hey, listen, ain't there a prophet of God here somewhere? And Ahab said, yeah, said, they is. There's old Micah over there. I said, but I hate him. Amen. Kind of sounds like a whole lot of this world today, man. If you try to tell them what thus says the Word of God, they don't want to hear it. They'll hate you for it. Hey, listen, if you got something to tell me out of the Word of God, amen, help my heart, you go for it, praise God, I'll listen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I've told us many, many times, praise God, you can preach it straighter than I can live it, but you'll never preach it straighter than I like it. Amen. But he said, there's old Mark over there. I said, but he won't tell you what you want to hear. Amen. Said, I hate him. So he said, hey, listen, Mike came over and a servant said, listen, Micah. He said, we're going over here to the king. He said, listen, son, we've been this for. I've come God's for you. You always say this. You make the king mad, and then we have to put up with it for a long time. So what I need you to do, just agree with those old prophets of Ahab, and everything will be okay. And it's a funny thing, because he goes over there, Micah goes over there, and Ahab says, all right, so what do you got to say from the Lord? No, Micah never even looks up and says, well, said, just go on up, said, everything will be all right. And old Ahab gets plumb beside himself, said, see, Jehoshaphat, I told you, said, he never does nothing but tells us bad things. He's a lying to me right now. Amen. Told him what he wanted to hear, but he didn't want to hear that either. Amen. But he mostly just didn't want to hear nothing. Amen. He told Jehoshaphat, he said, quit your lie. He said, I tell you what's going to happen. He said, you're going to go up there and you're going to get a big defeat. He said, Ahab, if you go up there, said, you're going to die. Amen. Sometimes it pays to stop and listen to the Lord. Amen. Amen. So Ahab said, see there, he said, he never prophesies anything good to me. But look what he does. Now I'm going through this quickly. Kind of paraphrase a little bit, but listen to what he says. He says, hey, he said, listen, Jehoshaphat said, we're going to go up there. And said, you go ahead and wear your kingly attire. Dress up, you know, like a head potentate. And I'm going to disguise myself. So they I get you. God's got to have a sense of humor. Amen. You say, well, why would he do that? Because he believed God. Amen. Amen. He wouldn't pretend like he did, but he knew that it was a voice of God that was speaking to him. He said, if I go up there dressed like the king, praise God, he said, I'm going to die. So the Bible said he disguised himself, and old Jehoshaphat went up there, and he's full of raiment, says kingly attire. And said, boy, the king sucked up. Said, hey, listen, said, I ain't care nothing about the army. So I want you to take that old wicked king out. So they come at old Jehoshaphat. When they did, he went to squalling, carrying on. And when he did, they said, oh, wait a minute, that ain't him. And so they quit chasing after old Jehoshaphat. And they sent and said one of the archers by chance just took and hurled a spear at him and stuck it right in between the pieces of old Ahab's arm. Amen. And he told his chariot driver, he said, get me out. He said, I'm wounded. And the Bible says he stayed till the evening, till the end of the evening of battle, and he died. Amen. You say, what are you saying? I'm saying, praise God, there's a God of heaven. Amen. When he speaks to you, amen, you better listen. Amen. But the Bible says in 2 Chronicles chapter number 20, that Jehoshaphat come down. Of course, Jehoshaphat comes down in chapter 20, and the Bible says that there's another invasion take place. That Moab and Ammonites, the Moabites and Ammonites, they come up against Jehoshaphat to battle. Chapter 20, 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 1. And he said they come up and they're down there right below En-Gedi. So they're on the lower end down there towards En-Gedi, down toward the Dead Sea. And it said Jehoshaphat feared. Amen. They was fear upon Jehoshaphat. They was fear upon the king. You say, what did he have to fear? Amen. He had to fear, praise God, those that was coming against him, just like me and you do. When things come against us, sometimes it terrifies us. Amen. How are we going to sit around and say, well, it don't bother me. It does too. It bothers us, amen. We get afraid sometimes, don't we? Amen. I mean, we get plumb scared like little children. Amen. You be honest, praise God. Hey, you know what? When we break free and become honest before God and say, Lord, would you help me? I'm a little child. I need some help. I'm scared, Lord. Amen. You know what that does? That gears up the Heavenly Father. Amen. He sees one of his little children in trouble. Amen. He sees the anguish of your heart. He knows where you're at. And he reaches down with them great big arms of care and big hands of love, praise God, to where you're at. Amen. Glory be to God. And he loves you up. And he said, be still, my child. I'm right here, praise the Lord. Bible said Jehoshaphat feared, verse 3. 2 Chronicles 20 and 3. So Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord. Amen. What took place? Oh, Jehoshaphat was afraid. Amen. And he began to cry out to God. He began to claim a fast throughout Judah. He began to call out to God, amen, in fear. Said, oh God, we need some help. You know what we need right now in America? We need God's people who are called by His name to fall on their face, afraid for what's happening in America today, afraid for what's happening in our home, afraid for what's happening in our children, our lives, our families, and our churches, and our nation, and say, oh God, I'm afraid. Would you help me tonight? Amen. You won't see things change. You won't see things turn around, praise God. It's not going to be a man. It's going to be a God. Amen. Our God. Praise the Lord. And they said they cried out. And they began to come together, the Bible says. Praise His holy name. He said in Jehoshaphat, verse 5 of 20, Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the court of the Lord before the new court. Amen. And he said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? Amen. He said, ain't you the God of gods, the God of glory? Amen. He said, and rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And he said, in thine hand is there not power and might so that none is able to withstand thee? Amen. Now Jehoshaphat's talking to God. Amen. He's not talking to the captains of the army. Amen. He's not talking to the people and their families. He's talking to God Almighty. He said, is there not a God, or are you not the God? Praise God of this universe. Amen. He said, in thine hand is there not power and might that so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gavest it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend, forever? You know, sometimes it's good just bring things to God's remembrance. Amen. You know, it don't bother God a bit when you bring things to His remembrance. You know, those precious, exceeding great precious promises that He's given us, these promises in His Word of God, it don't bother Him a bit. You say, Lord, what about this one? Amen. I don't know about you, but I got a little bitty granddaughter, and she has a memory like an elephant. She never forgets nothing. And if you make her a promise, amen, she'll remind you of it. It might be weeks down the road. She'll say, Papa, you said. I said, yes, honey, I did. Papa's going to have to get on that. Amen. But God Almighty's made His promise pretty good. When we call it to His attention, praise God, He wants to move upon it. So we see Jehoshaphat in fear. He calls upon the Lord. The people come together, praise God, and we begin to see God and see His power and His magnificence in verses 6 and 7. We see God begin to move. And then we see that call for help from Jehoshaphat as he cries out to God in verse 12. He says, O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have not might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Do you see what's taking place here? Jehoshaphat says, you know what, God, we're just your little children. Said, we're trusting in you. We don't know what to do. Lord, you're going to have to help us. Let me just say this. There's nothing wrong with that. Amen. Hey, the only person that doesn't ask for help is somebody that ain't got enough, that's too crippled for crutches. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, every one of us is going to need some help somewhere along the line. And as you get older, you're going to need more help than you do now. The Bible's true when it says that as we get older, we convert back to little children. Amen. You need more and more help. You depend more and more on other people. And you depend more and more upon God. Because He's able to make the difference. So Jehoshaphat cries out for help. He said, but our eyes are upon thee. But watch this, verse 13. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones and their wives and their children. Amen. So Jehoshaphat, he's a praying to God. And I think I can see my Jehoshaphat, he's down. He's praying to God. He's talking to God. He's begging God. He's talking about the fear. And people start hearing. They start getting together. And I believe by the time Jehoshaphat got done, praise God, the whole tribe of Judah's all around him. The people's done come. They come. They grab their wives. They grab their children. They grab their brothers-in-laws, their sisters-in-laws, their son-in-laws, and their daughter-in-laws. Praise God. And they gather around the man of God. And they pray, oh God, we know who you are. You are the God of glory. And we need some help. Amen. I want to say tonight, church, we need some help. And we won't find it in ourselves. We got to find it in the Lord God Almighty, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So we see him as he begins to cry out, and he begins to ask for God's protection, for God's help. Amen. Verse 14 of 2 Chronicles 20, he says this. He said, then upon Jezebel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Joel, the son of Manatan, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. Now I want you to notice this. There was one man in the congregation. He was a son of all these people. All these people were there, but it didn't come upon him, but he come upon this one man, Jezebel. Amen. And he said, hearken ye all Judah and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, Be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. I mean, it don't matter how big the adversary. It don't matter what you're up against. It don't matter how tall your giant is. Praise God. I said, don't pay no attention to it. Don't worry about it. Praise God. Everything's going to be okay. Amen. How many giants you got in your life? He said, preacher, there ain't no such thing as giant. Yeah, they is. They's cancer. They's all kinds of other things in this world, praise God, that can be giants in our life. But I will say there's a God that's bigger than your giant. Amen. Praise His holy name. Praise God. He said, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Amen. Brother Junior, the battle's not yours. It's God's, praise God. Well, glory, we ought to take another lap or two. Amen. Praise God. Hey, He draws you up close to Himself. He said, son, I love you. We'll take care of this together. Amen. Praise God. He said, the battle is not yours, but God's. Now watch this. He said, tomorrow go ye down against them. Now, I like this because God Almighty gives out a plan of strategy. See, this is a perfect example how God knows where everybody is. Now, amen, I got to stay up here. I can take me a spell. Amen, glory to God. How God Almighty, He knows where they are. He knows where you're at all time. Hey, you can. They can't sneak around. They can't sneak around Him. Amen. We got a whole country, whole world around us that thinks they can sneak around God and He won't see them. Amen. We got church people tonight that's running around thinking they can sneak around God and He won't see them. I'm going to tell you, I got news for you. He knows exactly where you're at. He knows exactly where they're at. Amen. He's got a plan. Praise God. Tomorrow you go down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz. And ye shall find them at the end of the brook. Before the wilderness of Jerail. Kind of had specific spotting. Kind of, because he knew where they were. Not only did he know where they were, but he knew what their intentions were. He knew why they was there at the brook. Amen. It wasn't to catch, to bake bread and eat fish. Amen. They come to do battle. They come to destroy and tear down. But now listen to what he says in verse 17. He said, ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Amen. But now watch what he says. He said, set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. Amen. So what God says, he said, just stand upon the rock. Amen. Just be still. Don't say nothing. Praise God. And just see what God's going to do for you. Amen. Sometimes it's good just to stand still and see what God can do. Amen. Praise God. We just pray and put it in His hands. We trust Him. Amen. Bring in our prayers, our supplication for the Lord. We put them before Him and we say, oh God, we're just looking to see what marvelous thing you can do with this one. Amen. People say, oh dear, you know, I'm so afraid for you. You know, you're in a bad shape, Miles. I don't know why. I don't know how you're going to get out of this one. Amen. Oh, Miles came back and said, well, I said, you know what? I'm just going to wait upon the Lord. I'm going to trust God, praise God, to touch my heart, touch my life. I know my God can. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Stand still and see the salvation of our Lord with you. Praise God. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them. Now watch this. For the Lord will be with you. Amen. Hey, listen, tomorrow, youngest, praise God. Just go out, praise God. Amen. Because God will be with you. Amen. Amen. He'll be with you, praise God. He'll take care of you. He'll minister to you. He'll give you that protection, praise God, that you need. But I want you to notice the protection they had. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Amen. See what happens when somebody got God on them and they mind the Lord. Amen. Jehoshaphat, praise God, he was the spiritual leader. He fell on his face, began to cry out to God, and praise God, all the rest of them fell down too. When he began to pray and talk to God, praise God, all the people gathered around, they stood, praise the Lord, with mamas and daddies and mamas and papas and little children and grandchildren and nieces and nephews and the people praising God, and amen, looking for direction from the holy God of heaven. He began, Joseph began to pray, people began to pray and worship God. And the Levites began to praise God, and again, he said, and stood up in the priest, to the priest, the Lord of God of Israel, with a loud voice on high. Amen. Those that was appointed to sing, praise God, those that called to sing, God Almighty moved upon them. Jehoshaphat said, it's time, praise God. Let's praise the Lord. Amen. Wait a minute, preacher. What's going on here? You're getting your card in front of the heart. Why would you go to praising the Lord, shouting victory praises and giving God glory when you ain't got the victory yet? Praise God. I said, just go ahead and trust the Lord. Just go ahead and praise and give God glory. Praise God, because it's coming. Amen. Expectation, praise God, makes the difference. Amen. Praise God. They begin to praise and give God glory. Amen. They rose up early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness, Necho. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God. So shall ye be established. Believe his prophets. So shall ye prosper. Amen. He said, believe in God, praise God. He said, believe in the Lord God, your God. He said, believe the prophets of God. Believe the promises they made, amen, that they will come through. Praise the Lord. Amen. He said, so shall ye prosper. You know, it doesn't say might right here. So might you. It don't say might. It's like you could. It said, so shall ye prosper. Amen. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness. Glory to God. Don't you know that got the heathen running? Amen. Glory to God. Got the praise and the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army. And to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Praise the Lord. Hey, they got to going out and they got to praising and singing. He said, hey, listen. He said, hey, put the army in the back, praise God, and send the singers in the front, and let's just give God some glory. Said, preacher, how could he have such confidence, praise? Because God Almighty said, you know what? I'll take charge of this. Amen. He said, preacher, what happened? They believed God. Amen. We got to believe God, folks. We've got to believe God. Amen. For his mercy. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, which were coming against Judah, and they were smitten. Now that word smitten in the Hebrew means to be beaten down. Amen. Amen. It means to be. He said, God set ambushes and he beat them down. Amen. All the giants, all the adversary that was there, God said, I'll take care of it. Praise God. He said, just stand back out of the way. And God went before and he beat them to the ground. Amen. Praise God. It said, for the children of Ammon and the Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. Amen. They began to destroy each other. And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked upon, unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. Amen. Praise God. You know what happened? Boy, I was over in the study last night, out there about 10 o'clock, 10:30, and I got to reading this and going over it one more time. Glory, how about I had me a spell? I'd have jumped out on the porch and went shouting if my neighbors wasn't all in the bed. I should have done it anyway, praise God. Amen. They'd have called off, but I'd been all right. Glory to God. I told them what was going on. I said, listen, let me tell you what took place. God Almighty done set an ambush. He done the mighty work of God. He done moved upon them. He done slayed and destroyed the enemy. Amen. He said, that's when they looked around. He said, they wasn't nothing left but dead bodies. God Almighty had done moved upon the scene. God Almighty had done, amen, the wicked were destroyed by the mighty hand of God. Amen. The wicked, amen, the wicked will always perish under the hand of God. Amen. He would that none would perish, but all would come to repentance. Amen. All would receive the Lord God, Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. But you know what happened? These folks was out there and they were in these places. They were hid. They were concealed. And they said, we're going to hide out here. And Israel, Judah, they won't know where we're at. But what they was going to do, they was going to hit them from all sides. Amen. They had a military stance set up. Amen. But they didn't realize that God Almighty already knew where they was at. And God Almighty began to move upon them. And God Almighty began to touch their mind. And He began to touch their heart. Because when those Levites and those singers, when they stepped out in the morning, praise God, and they went to praising and giving God glory, it sent fear and terror into the hearts of the enemy. Praise be to God. They got under conviction. They got to thinking that everybody was against them. And they went to fighting and killing each other. Amen. It all started. You won't get rid of the enemy. Just get to singing and praising God top of your lungs. Thanking Him, praising for His goodness and His mercy and His love He's bestowed upon you. Praise God. And when it's all said and done, all the enemy will be dead bodies all around. And old Jehoshaphat, his folks come in and they just begin to gather up the loot. Begin to gather up the spoil. Praise God. Amen. Praise abundance of riches. Took them 4 days to gather it up. Amen. All that stuff that was left behind. Amen. By God Almighty. And then they set up and they called the valley Baraka, which means a valley of blessing. Amen. And they set up in the valley and they began to praise God one more time. Thanking Him, give Him glory because God had brought the victory. Praise. They began to pray against God and God, the help was on the way. Amen. Help was a-coming. Amen. So we see the Bible tells us in Isaiah 35 to make a full circle of this thing. The Bible says the wilderness and solitary place and said there was some folks that needed some help. There was some folks that was in a hard place. They was in some folks that needed to be rescued. Amen. Anybody knows anything about the Judean wilderness? It is a waste, howling place. It's just desert and very, very little greenery. But you know, it's starting to blossom. Amen. When I was over there several years ago, there was nothing. And then they got the Israelis got, with the help of the Lord, it was God, gave them a drip irrigation system. And they pumped water into that thing and they got little tubing with little bitty pinholes in it, run through them. They took rock rakes and big old trash and they raked them rocks up out of the way. They put those pipes underneath there and they planted their crops and the desert's blossoming like a rose. Who would have thought? Amen. God Almighty's a-doing what He promised He'd do. And He told the people, He said, hey, listen, said help's on the way. Don't panic, don't worry. In verse number two, He said, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice. In Isaiah 35, shall rejoice even with joy and singing and glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it. The excellency of Carmel and Sharon, they shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. And then He would say this. He said, strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong. Fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense, and He will come and save you. Praise God. He said, hey, listen, don't worry about it. Don't panic. He said, help is on the way. Amen. And then He goes on and talks about who's coming. He said, then the eyes of blind shall be opened and the ears of deaf shall be stopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of dragons, where each lay shall be grass with reeds and rushes. And a highway shall be there, and a way. Praise God, He said, and they would be a way. You know what that way is? You know what makes all this possible? The Lord Jesus Christ, He is the way. Amen. He is that place. He said, help's on the way, and His name is Jesus. He's a-coming. He's a-coming to help. Praise His holy name. He said, be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, no ravenous beast. Amen. Nothing to tear up or nothing to defile, nothing to kill and nothing to maim. He said, it shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord, the ones that's been bought with a price, the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and with everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Amen. Praise God. He said, listen, help's on the way. He said, and it's coming from the Lord. Amen. He said, rejoice and singing and praising God. And he said, all the sighing, praise God, the sorrow and the sighing, he said, it'll flee away. It'll be gone. They won't even be remembered no more. Amen. Because help is on the way. So what? We have the fear. We have nothing to fear but fear itself. Amen. That would stop us from pressing on to God's glory. Amen. We've just got to keep pressing on to God's glory till we see the finish line. When we get to the finish line, we'll see the finishing Savior. He's finished the work, that work of repentance. Praise God. But listen, I know we're living a fearful days. We never live in tough times like we've never been in before. But there's a God of heaven. He said, praise, promise. He said, listen. He said, if you'll just call upon me, he said, I'll take care of it for you. I'll be there with you. I'll take care for you. I'll take care of you. Amen. If we, Jehoshaphat said, listen, so we just got to pray. We got to believe. See the mighty hand of God work.